Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. We've been hearing from parents who are worried because their 6 or 7-year-old doesn't seem to have any ideas about future careers or life direction. And I want to start by saying something really important. If this is you, take a deep breath with me. You are not alone, and your child is developing exactly as they should be. Can I tell you something the magic book taught me? Something that might just shift everything for you. At ages 6 and 7, children are not supposed to have career plans. They're not supposed to know what they want to be when they grow up. What they are supposed to be doing is something far more magical and important. They're supposed to be discovering what makes their hearts light up with joy. You see, the research is so clear on this. Children at this age are in what experts call a discovery phase, not a planning phase. Their beautiful brains are developing the capacity for future-oriented thinking, but it's just beginning to blossom. It's like watching the first tiny shoots of a garden push through the soil. You wouldn't expect a full flower on day one, would you? Of course not. And we shouldn't expect our children to have their whole lives mapped out when they're still learning to tie their shoes. Dr. Christina Attance from the University of Ottawa has done fascinating research on this. She found that children aged 6 and 7 are in a developmental transition period where future-oriented thinking is just emerging. And here's the beautiful part. They benefit most from scaffolding and gentle cues that help them imagine possibilities, not from pressure to have answers. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something wonderful too. They say that play, that beautiful imaginative play your child does, is actually building the cognitive scaffolding they need to envision different roles and futures. Every time your child pretends to be a doctor, a teacher, a dragon tamer, or a space explorer, they're not just playing. They're trying on possibilities. They're discovering what feels exciting to them. And you know what else the research shows? Children at this age are developing something called executive function. These are the skills that will eventually help them set goals and plan for the future. But right now, those skills are growing. They're learning to prioritize, to think ahead, to imagine what might happen next. This is the foundation. This is the groundwork for all the planning they'll do later. So when you look at your child and worry that they don't have career ideas, I want you to see something different. I want you to see a child whose brain is perfectly on track. A child who is learning through curiosity and exploration. A child who is discovering their interests one joyful moment at a time. Here's what your child needs right now, and it's so much simpler and more beautiful than career planning. They need exposure to diverse experiences. They need to try painting and building and singing and running and asking questions and making things. They need to discover what makes them feel alive and excited, because that's how interests develop, not through planning, but through doing. Doctor. Judith Harricux's research on interest development is fascinating. She found that interest grows in phases, and it starts with something called triggered situational interest. That means a child tries something, and it sparks something inside them. Then, if they get to keep exploring that thing, the interest deepens. Over time, over years, those interests can inform future aspirations. But it all starts with exploration and discovery, not with knowing the destination. Now, let me tell you about some stories from the magic book that understand this so beautifully. The first one is called The Puppet Maker's Secret. In this story, Ella and Lucas visit a magical workshop where they create puppets, and something wonderful happens. Each puppet they make seems to whisper its own story. And through this experience, they learn something profound. They learn that their purpose, their special mission, is written in their hearts. It reveals itself through what they love to create, through what makes them feel alive. After you share this story with your child, you can have the most beautiful conversations. You can ask them, what activities make your heart feel happy and excited? What do you love to do so much that you lose track of time? These questions don't pressure them to have answers about the future. They invite them to notice what brings them joy right now. And that is exactly what they need. There's another story I love for this. It's called The Question Garden Secret. Rumi and Freya discover a magical garden where questions, actual questions, are planted like seeds. And those questions grow into discovery trees. The story teaches something so important. It teaches that asking questions, being curious, wondering about the world, these things are more powerful than having all the answers. When your child asks endless questions about how things work, why the sky is blue, what makes plants grow, they're not being annoying. They're being scientists. They're being explorers. Each question is a seed of interest that might grow into something magnificent. Your job isn't to make them stop asking or to push them toward answers about their future. Your job is to celebrate their curiosity and help them keep exploring. And then there's the magic book of wonder itself. This story teaches that everyone has a special purpose and that discovering it is a journey. The magic book didn't know from the beginning that its mission was to protect children's stories. It discovered that through experience, through connection, through time. And our children are the same. They will discover their purpose as they grow and explore and try new things and follow what lights them up inside. So here's what I want you to do, my wonderful friend. I want you to let go of the worry that your child doesn't have career plans. Instead, I want you to celebrate what they do have. Celebrate their curiosity. Celebrate their imagination. Celebrate the way they light up when they talk about dinosaurs or space or art or building things or helping people or whatever it is that makes their eyes sparkle. Provide them with rich, varied experiences. Let them try lots of different things. Take them to museums and parks and libraries. Let them help you cook and garden and fix things. Read them stories about all kinds of people doing all kinds of work, not to pressure them to choose, but to show them the beautiful variety of ways people contribute to the world. And most importantly, trust the process. Trust that your child's interests will emerge naturally. Trust that their passions will reveal themselves over time. Trust that the foundation you're building right now, this foundation of curiosity and exploration and joy in learning, this is exactly what they need for a bright and purposeful future. The Magic Book and I, we see so many parents worrying about things that are actually signs of healthy development. Your 6 or 7 year old doesn't need to know what they want to be when they grow up. They need to know that they're loved, that they're safe to explore, that their interests matter, and that they have time to discover who they're becoming. You're doing beautifully. You really are. By caring enough to wonder about this, by wanting to support your child's future, you're already being exactly the parent they need. Keep nurturing their curiosity. Keep celebrating their discoveries. Keep reading them stories that show them the magic and possibility in the world. And trust that their path will unfold in exactly the right way, at exactly the right time. The stories I mentioned, The Puppet Maker's Secret, The Question Garden's Secret, and The Magic Book of Wonder, you can find all of them in the Book of Inara app. They're there waiting to spark conversations and support your child's beautiful journey of discovery. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's future. And remember, the best thing you can do for that future is to help them fall in love with the present. With love and starlight, Inara.